this week's episode of the Claremont County Public Library's Book Lovers Podcast. I'm Laura, and with me is my co-host, Andrea.
Hello.
You'll find links to all of the books that we talk about in the show notes on the library's website, which is claremontlibrary.org. So, Andrea, what are we talking about this time?
Well, I thought since you just went to a library program on bullet journaling, that we would talk about books in that area.
All right, all about how to get your bujo on.
Yeah, do you want to tell us a little bit about bujo?
Sure. It's step in, though, because I'm a novice, so I probably don't know things. So bullet journaling is kind of a cross between having a day planner and a scrapbook. So it's just a way to keep your life in order, and you get to be creative while you're doing it.
And you just need a plain notebook.
Absolutely.
You don't need any, you don't already have to have the day planner.
Nope. Plain notebook, plain pen, although I did use it as an excuse to go buy a fountain pen.
Right.
So the madness has already started. There might be washi tape and stickers in my future.
And so the fountain pen doesn't probably bleed through the paper the way a Sharpie would?
It's because I started off with a extra fine point Sharpie, and that does bleed through the paper.
Mm-hmm.
So the fountain pen does not.
It's a solution.
Plus, it feels so much cooler to write with a fountain pen. I feel like such an elegant grown-up, which I'm totally not.
Cool. Well, some of the books that we have in the collection, one is called Dot Journaling, A Practical Guide, How to Start and Keep the Planner, To-Do List, and Diary That'll Actually Help You Get Your Life Together.
Did you know I think places call it dot journaling because the guy who invented bullet journaling, I think, has actually trademarked it.
I wondered about this because I've had a hard time finding books as bullet journaling, and then that would explain it.
I don't remember his name. It was unusual. It was like Writer or something. But I think the person who did the program mentioned that it was his system, and he's the one who's turned it into an empire, if you will, where he sells all the supplies. And
did he trademark bujo?
I'm not sure if he did or not.
That all came after the fact.
I think we can thank Instagram for bujo.
Bujo, yeah. Short hashtag. And then some other books in the same realm are a mixed media storytelling workbook, art journaling inspiration, words, and prompts. So it's sort of the combination of...
Oh, that's nice. You get your creative writing
right
along with your journaling.
Yeah.
Well, I thought one of the interesting things that Kelly said was that you can add all kinds of things to it. So it's not just, hi, this is my stuff I have to do today or this week. So you can add pages in your journal for things like practicing your hand lettering.
Okay.
You can do quotes. You can do collections. Like, you can keep a whole page of movies that you want to see or movies that you have seen. Same with books. You can do gratitude pages, which I thought was interesting.
Oh.
And I thought I'd try and incorporate that into mine.
Yeah.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Well,
I'm
that
not
makes
sure.
sense, because remember Oprah's thing was always to three things you're thankful for.
That's right.
Thanks for.
Well, I remember gratitude journals back in the
day.
Yeah,
because didn't that come from her? Which came
I think
first,
so.
Gratitude journal
I
or her saying
at the same time. I know it's all fuzzy back then.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And I went to a program that was for library staff called sketchnoting.
So what is sketchnoting?
Sketchnoting is where you're listening to, like, it's more, I want to say, in the when you're related to stories or concepts. So it's not necessarily that you're at a meeting about for work.
Right.
But you are not doodling, because she said it's not doodling.
Except
that she mentioned a book about doodling. That you're writing down, like, you're doing the lettering, but you're also doing drawings related to it. So, like, she was telling us, here's a slide about these salamanders, and then you didn't just write the words about it. You did
a
picture of it.
Oh, you actually did a little sketch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and she's in the education area and talking about how kids that maybe just have a different style of learning can
sure.
use sketchnoting to get concepts down.
That makes sense.
So, like, you know, it's the same thing as, like, people that use their finger to follow along. It's like an activity that goes along with
right.
comprehension. So, because of that, I was looking, and she mentioned Doodle Revolution, which I was able to say, we have that in the collection.
Yes, nice.
And I guess this Sunny Brown is kind of big in the doodle area.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so, because she got mentioned, and then when you look her up, there are people, I think, you know, they know Sunny. They're in this area. And then it's probably a couple years ago, the Zentangle stuff.
Oh, I remember that because it kind of grew out of the doodling.
And then the drawing
your pole in adult coloring books.
Yeah.
And I know that listeners can't see it, but I am making some grand hand gestures to illustrate my point.
Yeah. So we have a couple Zentangle books if that interests you. One is 50 Inspiring Drawings, Designs, and Ideas for the Meditative Artist, which then led me to a book called The Mindful Way to a Good Night's Sleep. Discover how to use dream work, meditation, and journaling to sleep deeply and wake up well. And who doesn't need that?
That's interesting. Yeah.
So you would think, like, I guess I think some people who don't see themselves creative or don't appreciate the creative people kind of like, well, why do you journal or why do you doodle or why? There's a lot of reasoning behind it for, like I said, with the sketchnoting, the comprehension, which I think a lot of us in that room are thinking, like, where was sketchnoting when I was in elementary school?
I could have used that.
You know, so that you are concentrating, even if it looks like you're doing something else. Or the people, like they said, doodling are the people in meetings that are making, like, a bunch of asterisks or a series of hash marks or something, where sketchnoting is actually making something productive to what you're hearing.
Right.
So, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Well, I think part of the attraction of bullet journaling is that there are no wrong ways to do it. It's very flexible, and it's all about what you want and what you need.
And it's portable, whereas, like, I think a lot of this journaling and the people who are into planners, it came out of that scrapbook
There's too
area,
much stuff.
But then you need too much stuff for scrapbooking. It's not portable the way a lot of people carry a notebook, a Moleskin, a pen, and can use it to make lists.
I went after the class. I went directly to an office supply store and bought a notebook, and I was testing them out to make sure they'd fit in my purse. Glad I didn't get arrested for shoplifting. But my whole thing was I wanted something with a hard cover that I could slip in my purse. And it actually came with an elastic loop, so obviously it was meant for a pen to be stuck right in there.
Yeah. Well, now's a good time to do it with back to school on the horizon.
That's right. Lots of stuff is on sale. It's a good time to go and buy all of those pens that you've lusted after. It was a good time. But I know when I was looking in the collection to see what we had, there are a ton of books that we have about hand lettering.
Oh, yeah. That was another thing.
No idea.
I will tell you this. If you like crafts, you like gardening, any of those kind of areas, and it is something that's trending on Pinterest or Instagram, there's probably a book for it, and maybe not a ton of books, and that we're aware of that and getting those in because people love them.
It's true. Well, and we just got that new database with Crafts and Hobbies.
Yes.
Shout
out to the database.
Yes. Electronic resource that has all kinds of tutorials, including videos. So instead of just wildly going wherever Google takes you, this way you know that you're getting legit, decent information. Not one of those videos that was shot, you know, with somebody's thumb over the...
They put the phone around their neck as they're doing something.
Bad production value.
Yeah, I watched a sewing video, and her tripod was next to the sewing machine, but then because of the vibration of the sewing
machine,
it was just like, ah!
So if you use the Hobbies and Craft database, you won't have that. Yeah. It's all good, legit stuff.
Very good. Anything else?
We did just get this book in, and you probably know because you see all the new things, but I got super excited.
I actually select the nonfiction
stuff. So you picked this?
That's how I know that we're getting the stuff about hand lettering and dot journaling and whatever, the succulents and the terrariums.
All the good stuff.
And a lot of stuff that we have programs on.
That's right.
We try to make sure there are books about it, and we're all on trend.
Yeah, right. Inspo.
Right.
Instagram. So anyway, this book just came in. It's called A Literary Tea Party. So it is teas as well as delicious looking recipes. I mean, this has some of the most aspirational pictures I have ever seen. I do not know
that a cherry pie?
Yes, mini cherry cakes. Look at that. I do not know that I will ever in my life slice a strawberry in half to nestle a single blueberry in a beautiful little flower in between those two halves.
You might for Instagram.
But I do love looking at photos of it. So it's called A Literary Tea Party, Blends and Treats for Alice, Bilbo, Dorothy, Joe, and Book Lovers Everywhere by Allison Wash. So even if you have no intention whatsoever to throw a tea party or to make any of these things, they look delicious, and it's worth flipping through.
And it does have a lot of pictures, because that is a big thing that we hear about it. We don't want cookbooks that don't have pictures, except for we can't always know that or know how many.
Right, until it comes in. It looks like there is almost a photo for every recipe. So, super delicious looking.
Great. Yeah. So, that's it for all our friends in the domestic arts.
That's right. All the crafty area. People. Okay, so, subscribe to the Book Lovers Podcast wherever you get your podcast. Please rate and review us. Those reviews help new listeners to find us, which we always appreciate. Remember that, like a good book, you can share our podcast with a friend. And until next time, reader, read on.